In the name of the Prince of Peace. Amen. The sun has wandered far from home. He's lived as if his dad were dead, collecting his inheritance prematurely. And he squandered it, wasted it all, and has sunk to the pits, feeding pigs, even longing, aching to eat their slop. The son returns home ready to be less than a son, ready, in fact, to be just a servant. But the father won't hear any of it. He runs out to his son, embraces him, and orders the best robe, a ring, shoes on his feet. It's time to feast on the fattened calf because, you see, his son was dead. Now he's alive. Boy, that's peace. It is no wonder that these words from our Lord are so well loved. The reunion of dad and son without anger, without retribution, without even any scolding. That's beautiful. It's just the sort of thing Luke, the evangelist, loves. Throughout his gospel account, he delights to recount how Jesus embraces, reaches out to the outcast so that those who have been alienated are now brought near. This is just the sort of account that you need because you know what it means to be an outcast, alienated from others. Others you used to love, still do. Don't get hung up on such an account only because it resonates with you. Hang on, I say. Hang on to it. Because, my brother and sister, this is precisely the kind of God you have. Behold, Christ comes to bring peace between you and the Father. That's what we hear in Luke 2. The angel of the Lord sounds forth with this clarion voice. Behold, I bring to you good news of a great joy. Unto you is born this day a Savior who is Christ the Lord. This good news is not just an email blast or junk mail addressed to the occupant. This good news of joy is personal. The angel first speaks to a select group of shepherds and says that Christ is born of all things for you. And then that message is echoed by a heavenly host who praise God, saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among mankind with whom he is pleased. Peace. I don't know, but it seems these days that is so foreign. These days are getting everything ready. How many more days? You counting? Days of preparation hardly seem peaceful. I mean, goodness, there's shopping to do. Pageants to attend, halls to be decked with boughs of holly. And here you are with another Advent service to attend. But it is not an overstretched schedule that robs you of peace. I submit that you are robbed of peace because of the absence of certain people in your life. Family members with whom you once spent wonderful days, but they have long ago been alienated. How long ago was that? They said things that they shouldn't have said, and so did you. And the truth is, time does not heal all wounds. In fact, the more time that passes, the more entrenched everybody gets. I'm right. And while others gather with loved ones, the cold shoulder and the silence from parent or son or daughter or brother or sister or a good friend, maybe a member of this church, it makes the absence of peace all the sharper. But the Lord is true to His word. Jesus comes with peace. Peace for this season and all seasons. He brings peace because we don't know what makes for peace. We're apt to take on the role of Jerusalem over which Jesus weeps, saying, "Would that you, even you, had known on this day the things that make for peace." Luke recorded that, chapter 19. We don't know what makes for peace. But I'll tell you this. Jesus does. So the message of the angelic host to those shepherds is echoed as Jesus comes into Jerusalem and the crowds rip roar their praise to Almighty God, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." Oh, there will be peace. Because Jesus comes into Jerusalem knowing the things that make for peace. He was born for this. He was born to suffer and to die that there might be. Behold. How beautiful that the birth of the Prince of Peace was proclaimed to shepherds. You and I today, we got this romanticized view of shepherds. The ancient world, though, knew better. Shepherds were the lowest of the low, even despised. They lived, pretty far to the left of the law, the kind of folk who frankly need good news. Luke's account of the gospel finds the good news being proclaimed to the poor, whether it's the lowly shepherds or the poor who receive the good news. One thing's for certain. You can't claim that good news of peace is for others, but not for you. No matter how broken and poor, alienated and lowly you may well be, Jesus knows the things that make peace for you. Rejoice in all that He delivers. Behold, at His birth, the heavenly angelic hosts said, "On earth, peace among mankind with whom He is pleased." A blessed connection with peace coming to earth, proclaimed by the heavenly host. Peace has come to earth from heaven in this little child who's born. And the angels say that it is for all mankind, not just for a select elite few, everybody. And that means you. When Jesus comes into Jerusalem, it goes the other direction. The crowds say, "Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." They know what God has promised through Christ, peace in heaven. There is peace between you and the Father in heaven. It is yours for the sake of Jesus, who took on your flesh and was born to bring you peace, who died in that flesh to reconcile you to Almighty God, who rose in that flesh to proclaim peace to you. And He is coming again in that flesh. You are at peace with the Father. Your sin that alienated you from the Father has been overcome. You've been the prodigal. But in Jesus, the Father receives you back in joy without any anger, without any retribution, and there is no finger shaking scolding. That's beautiful. That spills down to earth. You're not waiting to be at peace with the Father. You live here right now on earth in that peace. And so Jesus also knows the things that make for peace between you and those from whom you have been alienated. You have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. His peace is for you and for all the world, including the boy, the girl, dad or mom, the sister or brother, the good friend or neighbor, wow, you haven't spoken to in years. Christ has forgiven her. Jesus died for him. No more condemnation. That's what makes for peace. So our lives are overcome with joy. He whom shepherds once came praising, and for good reason the angels sing, joy, great joy and tidings glad we bring from heaven resounding, for you and all the world abounding, great hymn. The joy is not only for shepherds, but also for you and for all the world. The praise sounds forth not only from shepherds, but also from you and all the world. For God's own child is born. God the Father is reconciled. Behold. In the name of the Prince of Peace. Amen.